们大家刚刚有没有很享受那样的敬拜
？Do you all enjoy the worship？
不够大声 ，Amen or not Amen？ 哈利路亚！让我们今天哈，借着有一个喜乐的灵来庆祝耶稣基督的诞生啊、的复活。
Let us come to celebrate Jesus' resurrection with a joyful heart。
我常常问到弟兄姐妹，什么是福音的时候
？I often ask brothers and sisters, what is gospel？
很多时候听到回答是这样说，福音就是好消息嘛。
And many times I heard answer like that. Gospel is good news. It's good tidings.
这个不是答案，这是翻译。
As a matter of fact, this is not counting as the right answer. This is translation.
这是翻译，不是答案。
This is interpretation. This is a translation. This is not the real answer.
我们常常说我们都要去传福音。
We often say that we're going to preach the gospel.
我希望我们都知道哈，福音到底在讲什么。
And I hope that we really know where is the gospel.
保罗给了我们答案。
And Paul gave us the answer.
这是在哥林多前书哈，刚刚我们所念的第十五章。三到第八节。
The Paul gave us answer in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3-8.
我希望弟兄姐妹啊，好好注意这几段经文。
I hope, brother and sister, you can pay attention to these scriptures.
我们先用中文念一次，然后弟兄姐妹哈，用英文念一次。
Let us read it in Chinese first, and then we read it in English.
我们请念中文的弟兄姐妹一起齐声来，预备，请。我当日所领受又传给你们的，那就是福音哈。第一。就是基督照圣经所说为我们罪死了而且埋葬了又照圣经所说第三天复活了并且显给基法看就是彼得哈然后显给十二个门徒看后来一时显给五百多个弟兄看其中有一大半今天还存在却也有已经睡了的以后再显给雅各看再显给众使徒看一次末了也显给我保罗看、啊、这个是福音的内容我们请念英文的弟兄姐妹来一次
Let us read the English
please go
For what I receive I pass on to you as of first importance that Christ died for the sin according to the scriptures that he was buried and he was raised on the third day according to the scripturesAnd that he appeared to Cephas, and then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers and sisters at the same time.
Most of whom
are still living. Those have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James. And then to all the apostles. And last of all, he appeared to me.
念了这么多，福音到底是讲谁？
So, gospel is about whom?
福音是讲谁？
The gospel is about whom?
福音就是讲神的儿子耶稣基督。
The gospel is about the Son of God, Jesus.
福音就是讲耶稣基督。
The gospel is talking about Jesus.
那完整的福音，全备完整的福音，是包括耶稣基督的死，为我们在十字架上死，然后第三天从死里复活，包括死跟复活。
So the complete gospel includes both.Jesus' death and his restoration. He died on the cross, but on the third day, he was raised.
如果耶稣基督没有复活，那基督的死就完全没有永恒的意义跟赎罪的果效。
If there's no Jesus' resurrection, then there's no permanent meaning and the redemptive effect of his dying.
当然，如果没有基督的死，就没有耶稣基督的复活。
And of course, if there's no Christ's death,How can there be Jesus' resurrection?
所以当我们说我们相信福音，我们传福音的意思就是我们相信耶稣基督，传耶稣基督。
So when we say that we believe in Jesus, we preach Jesus. When we say we believe in gospel, we preach gospel. We mean that we believe in Jesus and we preach him.
我们信他什么，我们传他什么。
So what do we believe him in? What do we believe in him and what do we preach him about?
我们信他，我们传他，他不单为我们的罪死在十字架上面，而且第三天为我们从死里复活，而且活到永永远远。
And we preach about him. We preach that he died on the cross for our sin, and on the third day he was raised to life, and so that we can live with him forever.
可是在全备的福音里面，包括耶稣基督的死跟复活，最受争议的，最常常被人家拿出来挑战质疑的，就是耶稣基督的复活。
So in this complete gospel, including Jesus' death and his restoration, the part that is most often challenged and suspected is his resurrection.
今天是耶稣基督庆祝耶稣基督的复活。
Today we come to celebrate his resurrection.
我想就保罗在哥林多前书第十五章十二到二十三节的讲的这一段话。
So from the scriptures that Paul showed us in 1 Corinthians 15, 12 to 23,
来谈谈耶稣基督的复活。
We will come to see how we will come to talk about his resurrection.
还有他的复活跟你我的复活有什么样的关联
？And how his resurrection relates to our resurrection.
我相信当中还有好多都已经知道这个事情。相信这个事情。
And I believe many of you already knew about it, and you already believe in it.
可是弟兄姐妹，你能够跟那些还没有信的人讲得清楚、传得清楚吗
？But can you share with those unbelievers? Can you share it clearly, and can you interpret it clearly?
巴不得今天哈，借着保罗所讲述的这一段话，帮助我们，不但我们自己信了，而且能够完全的讲得出来。
And through this scripture that Paul showed us, we can come to a better understanding and know how to interpret it.
让我们一起来到神的面前祷告。
Let's come to before the God to pray.
主啊，我们谢谢你，主啊，你的爱是何等的长阔高深。
Lord, we give thanks to you. How great is your love?
主啊，我们感谢你的名是何等的伟大跟全能。
We give thanks to you. How majestic is your name on all the earth?
主啊，我们感谢你，你不仅是为我们死，你也为我们复活。
We thank you. You not only died for us, you also resurrected for us.
我们今天怀着欢喜快的心情到你面前来，再一次的庆祝主啊，你在我们身上的复活，主啊，你的复活活到永永远远。
Lord, we come before you, be in raptures. We come to you with a cheerful heart because you died for us, but you resurrected for us. You live.We can live with you forever.
主，我们求真理的灵在这个时候帮助我们对你这个真理更加的认识清楚。主啊，以致我们不仅相信，主啊，我们也能够传得出来。
Oh Lord, may the Spirit of truth help us to better understanding what you have revealed to us. Not only that we knew it, we can also preach it.
主，我们把以下的时间仰望在你的恩手当中，主啊，你来带领我们。
So we commit the following time into your hands. May the Spirit guide us.
奉你爱子耶稣基督的名求。
Pray in Jesus' name, Amen.
保罗写哥林多前书的时候
，When Paul wrote the epistle of First Corinthians,
这哥林多教会是在那个希腊半岛上面。
The Corinthian church was located in the Greek Pacific.
你们懂就可以了哈。那在希腊半岛是受到希腊文化深深的影响。
And that place was deeply affected by the Greek culture.
那么这个希腊的文化里面，他们不相信人死了以后身体是会复活的。
And those Greek culture, those people who live under these cultures, they don't believe that the bodily resurrections after death.
他们相信人死了以后只有灵魂的存在，没有身体复活的为
首。Soul exists after death.But there's no bodily resurrection.
所以哥林多的教会的很多的信徒都受这样文化的影响。
So many believers in Corinthian church, they are impacted by this kind of culture.
他们对人身体死了以后会不会复活是带着很大的怀疑的态度，甚至不相信了。
They are very doubtful about the bodily resurrection after death.
就像今天我们很多人讲到人的复活的时候，都觉得是一个很灵异的事情，不可思议哈。尤其对基督徒来，对那个知识分子来说
，Just like many of us today, we also are very doubtful about this bodily restoration. When we talk about it, we think this is too spiritual and this is not for real.
甚至很多哈，我们从国内来的，我们根本不相信。OK， 人死了以后有什么？人死以后就如灯灭，啥子都没有。
And many of those who come from China.They believe that when men die, they perish and nothing left.
所以感谢神哈，特别感动保罗， 写下了这一段很宝贵的话。
So thanks be to God that he had Paul to write down all these very precious words for us.
来帮助哥林多的教会的信徒，同样帮助我们今天这个世代的人，主要去了解复活这一回事。
And to help the believer in Corinthian church as well as us to believe the meaning of the resurrection.
所以我们来看哥林多前书第十五章十二到十三节，保罗开始是怎么说的？我们用你自己的语言来练，预备，请。
Let's look at the first two verses. 12 and 13. That's really in whatever language you feel comfortable.
请。保罗是一个受过很严整法律训练的一个人。
Paul has been received a very intense training in law and in the book of prophets.
他是一个很理性的人。
He is a very rational person.
他在以下的这一段话，他用一个逻辑的方式哈来谈这件事情，我相信我们都可以了解。
And for his scripture, he talked about it in a very logical way.
他说，如果这个人死了以后身体不会复活的话，那么耶稣基督就没有复活。
He says that if after a man dies and there's no resurrection, then Christ has not been raised.
那么对哥林多的信徒来讲，要告诉他们说耶稣没有复活的话，他们接受还是不接受？
So to those Corinthian believers, to tell them that there's no resurrection or Christ has not been raised, do you think they can accept that?
他们接受还是不接受？
Do you think they can accept that?
接受的举手。
If you think they can accept that, raise your hand.
不接受的举手。
If you don't, you think they
这么多人都不举手的话 you don't know what's going on, right?
Yeah.
我相信他们都是信徒哈，他们可能不太能够了解这个我们会身体将来死的复活，可他们相信耶稣基督怎么是复活的。
They are all believers, and probably they don't quite they don't quite believe that we were resurrected after that, but they accept that Jesus was raised to die.
所以保罗就要用耶稣基督已经从死里复活的这个历史的事实来证明我们将来我人死了以后照样可以复活。
So through the use of this, through the example of Jesus being raised to life, Paul want to use this example to testify that we will also be resurrected after that.
那保罗要用这个话来证明的时候，他用一个反，用一个假设。他说：“如果耶稣基督没有复活的话
，”So in order to prove that, do a hypothesis. Paul want to prove that we can be resurrected. He say, if Jesus has not been raised,
如果耶稣基督没有复活的话，他所带来的有五个方面那个负面的效果冲击到我们的信仰。
If Christ has not been raised.It will bring forth five negative conclusions that will impact our faith.
他是用一个反面的方式先来推这个，推这个他所要讲的这个真理。
He is using a way, a negative way to testify what he is going to say.
所以我们现在好好来看他是怎么讲这段话。
Let's see how he says it.
我们首先来看哥林多前书第十五章第十四节。
Let's look at chapter 15, verse 14.
保罗说：“若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然。”
Paul said, "If Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith."
我们知道当时保罗跟他的一些同伴还有一些使徒，他们所传的福音就是什么？刚刚念了半天。
The gospel Paul and his companion preach is about what?
是什么？耶稣基督怎么还没有死怎么复活啊？各位，耶稣基督为我们的罪死在十字架上面 ，right?
What they are preaching is about how Jesus died for our sin on the cross.
然后又怎么样
？And then.
然后再怎么样
？And then.
就复活，好，对，先埋葬了 ，OK? 然后复活了，不单复活了，还怎么样？还显现 ，OK， 这是使徒那个时候所传的福音。
He's preaching about Jesus dying on the cross and buried, and then he was raised to life. And this is the gospel Paul and his companion was preaching.
所以保罗说，如果耶稣没有复活的话，那你们传这个福音就有问题了。
So Paul said that if Christ has not been raised to life, then there's a problem with the gospel he is preaching.
就不实在的，就没有意义了。
It's not real. It's meaningless.
为什么呢
？Why is that?
因为福音的主体是讲谁
？What is the main body of the gospel?
我要考你们了，福音的主体讲谁
？So what is the main body of the gospel?
讲神的儿子耶稣基督。对了
，It's about the Son of God, Jesus.
耶稣来世上的时候，不止一次，接二连三的说他要死在十字架上面，然后第三天从死里复活。这是耶稣讲的。
When Jesus was still in the world, he again and again prophesied and promised that after he died, he will be raised to life.
如果耶稣到时候没有复活，换句话，他在讲谎话，说错了预言。
So in other words, if Jesus has not been raised to life, then he was lying. He is making a false statement.
他就是个冒牌的先知哈。那将耶稣所讲的话还能够信吗
？He is an imposter prophet, and is his word still trustworthy?
那更重要的，如果耶稣基督没有复活的话，那个救恩就没有完成。
And more importantly, if Jesus has not been raised to life, then the salvation is not finished.
圣经里面告诉我们，他说耶稣基督的复活是证明父神悦纳了耶稣基督在十字架上面为我们世人所有的罪献上他自己的所做的一个赎罪祭。
Jesus' resurrection, for Jesus' resurrection, the Bible tells us that it proves that God has accepted the sacrifice of redemption that Jesus presented on the cross by offering his own himself to bear the sin of the world and God the Father accept that.
给他一个 prop, 鼓掌哈，讲翻译的很非常好哈，不太容易翻译哈。这是复活是代表神悦纳的耶稣所献的赎罪祭。
And resurrection represents that implies that God has accepted the sacrifice of redemption that Jesus presented.
所以圣经里面每一次提到耶稣基督复活，不是讲耶稣基督复活。
So every time when the Bible speak of Jesus' resurrection, he didn't say Jesus raised himself.
他说是父神叫耶稣基督复活。
It says that it is God the Father who raised Jesus from the dead.
什么意思
？What does that mean?
是表明父神用复活来 honor 耶稣基督所做成的救赎，哈利路亚。
It means that God through Jesus' resurrection to honor what Jesus had done，
以至于耶稣基督在十字架上面所成就的救恩才有果效。
So that the salvation that Jesus accomplished on the cross is effective，
我们人跟神就可以和好。
And then it can reconcile man to God。
可今天如果耶稣基督不复活，
So today, if Jesus has not been raised to life,
那么救赎的工作就没有完成。
And the redeeming work is not finished.
弟兄姐妹，他们所传的福音就是有缺口，就不完全，就不完备。
So the gospel has loophole and is incomplete.
那表示我们所传的，我们所信的是一个错误的、空洞的、不实在的一个信息。
And it also means that what has been preached and what has been believed, is fraudulent.
那这个福音是没有力量的，是没有价值的。
And the gospel has no power, has no value.
这是保罗所讲的第一个反证。
And this is the first negative proof.
如果耶稣基督没有复活，救恩就没有完成。
If Christ has not been raised, then the salvation is not complete.
好，继续讲哈，他在哥林多前书第十五章十五到十六节 ，next one， 我们一起来练好不好？预备，请。慢慢慢慢慢念 ，OK。同心合意 ，Please go。见证神叫基督复活了，若死人真不复活。保罗在这边讲什么
？What does Paul say here？
保罗说，如果耶稣基督没有复活
，Paul say if Christ has not been raised，
保罗和其他的使徒 所传的福音。
The gospel Paul and other apostles they preach.
历世历代所有的传道，包括牧师站在这边，我们都是什么人啊？都是骗子。
And all the disciples and including the ministers today, they are all liars.
我们都是在做假见证。
We are bearing the false witness.
我们不但在骗世上所有的人。
We're not only cheating the people in the whole world.
更重要的。我们这些人是干犯了那与我们所信靠的神。
And what is more important that we are offending the God who we are preaching.
因为我们传讲的是什么？神叫耶稣基督复活。
Because what we are preaching, we are preaching that God raised Jesus from the dead.
所以耶稣基督没有复活，我们是干犯了那与我们所信靠的神。
So if Christ has not been raised, we are continually offending this God we are preaching.
所以这个是保罗在这边所讲的。
This is what Paul tried to say here.
所以第一个，如果耶稣基督没有复活的话，救恩就没有完成。
First, if Christ has not been raised, then the salvation is not complete.
如果耶稣基督没有复活，所有传讲都是骗子。
And if Christ has not been raised, then all we preaching is fraudulent.
我们看哥林多前书再下第十七节。
Let's look at verse 17.
他说：“基督若没有复活，你们的信便是徒然。”你们仍然在罪里面。我们英文来念一次，好不好？预备起。
And if Christ had not been raised, your faith is futile, and you are still in your sin.
啊，我们要了解这句话以前，我们再看一段圣经哈。
Before we understand this scripture, let's look at another one.
我们看罗马书第一章第四节。
It's from Book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 4.
在第三节，他是这样说的哈。
In verse 3, this is what he say.
他说：“论到神的儿子耶稣基督。”
He say.When we're talking about the Son of God, Jesus Christ,
从肉体上面来讲，他是从大卫的后裔所生的。
He was born in flesh through David.
可是后面第四节哈，一起来念。可是按着圣善的灵说，因从死里复活，以大能显明他是神的儿子。讲什么意思
？What does that mean?
意思就是说，如果耶稣基督没有复活，
He say, if Christ has not been raised,
就证明他不是什么，他不是神的，就是不是神哈，他就不是神。
It proves that then he is not God.
那么他在十字架上面所成就的救赎哈，有没有果效？没有果效，他的死跟你我们死没有什么差别哈。
Then what he accomplished on the cross?There is not in effect.
那么以至于你的罪、我的罪、我们众人的罪，洗干净了没有？赦免了没有？没有。
So our sins are not cleansed.
所以我们仍然是活在罪里面。
So、
我们仍然在罪里面。我们仍然要受罪的审判。我们仍然受按照罪来定罪审判。
So we will still be condemned. We will still be punished for our own sin.
所以我们相信基督，相信福音化，那根本是一个空洞飘渺的一件事情。
So the gospel we believe is just a hollow, it's just an illusory message.
因为福音不能够救我们。
Because gospel cannot save us.
它没有能力救我们，它也没有果效救我们。所以这是讲耶稣所讲的第三个，这个如果耶稣基督没有复活所带来的一个负面的影响。
And this is the third negative impact that was resulting if the assumption that if Christ has not been raised.
我们看第四个影响哈。
Let's look at the fourth one.
第十八节
，verse 18.
很短哈，我们一起来练。预备，请。就是在基督里睡着的人也灭亡了。
And those also who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost.
圣经很有意思啊，圣经里面讲基督徒的死，信徒的死。从来不讲死的，讲什么？好不好
？In the Bible, whenever you talk about the death of the believers, it didn't say they died, but they say they fall asleep.
因为睡了就会怎么样？不是长眠不起啊 ，OK， 睡了就会醒过来。
So if falling asleep, if it is falling asleep, then there's a time of waking up.
所以当信徒在基督里面死了以后，他的身体是在那个坟墓里面睡了。
So, when the believers, they die physically, and their body fell asleep and was laid in the tomb.
不是灵魂睡了，是身体睡了。
It is not that their soul fell asleep, it is their body fell asleep.
我们灵魂去到乐园里面去。
And our soul will go into the paradise.
在那边等什么？等什么？等神来让把我们叫醒啊。
And the soul is there waiting to be woken up by the Lord.
如果耶稣基督没有从死里复活，
If Christ has not been raised,
那表示说我们也不会复活。
It means that we will not be raised either.
那惨了，那些已经死了的这些基督徒哈，那就完全没有指望了。
And then it will be very miserable because those who fall asleep in Christ, they are hopeless.
死了就死了。
When they die, they die.
落入到永远的这个灭亡里面去，没有指望。
They fell into a permanent perishing, and there's no hope.
那么我们这些相信将来我们会复活跟主永远同在的这个信仰，那根本是骗人的。
And those who believing in the resurrection and to be with the Lord forever is just a false statement.
这是这第四个哈，如果耶稣基督没有复活的话，所给我们造成的一个负面的一个后果。
And this is the fourth negative impact that if Christ has not been raised,
the consequence.我们现在在最后一个哈，在
the last one, let's look at the last one.
哥林多前书第十五章第十九节，一起来念，预备，请。
On verse 19.
基督徒如果只有在今生有指望，就比众人更加可怜。要好好听这个。
If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied.
在保罗那个时代
，in the era of at Paul's time，
信耶稣基督哈，不是一件很光荣的事情。
You know, believing Jesus Christ is not a very pleasant thing.
那基督徒是常常遭受迫害的，在家里面是被家人排挤的。
They are often persecuted and they are compelled by their family.
很多时候信了神以后，他们变得很贫穷。
After believing in Jesus, lots of time they will be impoverished.
所以那时候成为基督徒。并不表示说你能够在世上过好日子的。
And so, during that time, becoming a Christian does not mean that you will live a good life.
反而常常会变成打压、压迫的，被别人打压、压迫的。
Instead, they will be frequently persecuted, oppressed.
就像我们今天哈，在很多的地方，当你愿意跟随耶稣基督的时候，你会遭到很多的迫害，你的生命、你的财产会受到损失亡。
It's the same this day in many places. Being a Christian.Will bring lots of persecution. Sometimes they will even lose their life, their property.
所以保罗说，如果耶稣基督没有复活
，So that's why Paul say if. So that's what Paul say if Christ has not been raised.
那么我们这活到的信徒，跟那些死了的信徒一样，都是非常可怜、被骗的一群人。
It is all the same that those Christians who already died or those Christians who are still living.They are all in very miserable and pitiful situation.
不单我们在世上哈，不能够像那些非信徒一样哈，干脆很痛快的哈，去放纵最终之乐。
Not only that, we cannot be like those unbelievers, who indulge in pursuing the worldly pleasures.
死了以后还跟他们一样的灭亡。
And after they die, they perish, as do those unbelievers.
这像。如果是这样的话，我们是两头空哈，那是一个很凄惨的一个人生哦。
If it is this way, then we are defeated on both ends, and this is a very miserable life.
如果耶稣基督没有复活
，If Christ has not been raised,
那像保罗哈，像历世历代那些哈，那些为了福音受苦舍命的这些人
，And those people like Paul and other apostles, they forsake their life for the gospel.
这些人像我们基督徒一样。他们的指望不是在今生短暂的今生，他们的指望是在永恒的未来。
You know those people just like just like us Christian today, their hope is not in the temporal this life, but in the eternal life to come.
如果耶稣基督没有复活，他们这些指望完全落空。
If Christ has not been raised, And then their hope vanished.
意思是什么？
What does that mean?
他们是为了一个虚假的信仰，他们是为了一个空洞的一个应许，放下了世界上面的一切的安逸的享受，然后一生遭受这么大的迫害。
What does that mean? That means that they gave up their life, they gave up their enjoyment of this world, and for a very empty promise, for a very elusive belief.
保罗说，如果这样，我就像其他人是个非常可怜可悲的一个人。
Paul say, if it is this way, I like many other Christians, we are living in a very miserable situation.
如果耶稣基督没有复活。
If Christ has not been raised,
那表示说什么？
What does that mean?
哦，那些只追求今世的一些享乐的这些人，他们就赚到了。
And those who live to pursue the worldly enjoyment, apparently they take the right path.
我们基督徒哈，为了这个信仰，在今生所做的一切牺牲哈，这变成一个很残酷。自我欺骗的一个天大的笑话 ，a joke.
And we Christians who make great sacrifices for our belief has become a very cruel and very self-deceptive, ridiculous joke.
我在大学有一个很好的同学
，I have a very good friend, a good classmate.
他那个时候还没有信主
in college, and he at that time he was still unbeliever.
因为他是我很好的朋友哈，我跟他分享基督的信仰。
So I shared the Christ belief, Christ faith with him.
那这个人是一个很有思想的人。
And this one, he is a thinker.
所以他说王一鸣。
He said Thomas.
他说你讲得很好哈。
He said you said it well.
可是你知不知道，如果耶稣根本就没有复活
？But did you know that if Christ has not been raised,
这将是千古以来最大的笑话。
And this will be the biggest joke throughout all generation.
你说是不是？那是一个最大的骗子，不晓得多少人。
This is the biggest, a liar.
可是我那时候说，你讲的没有错。
And I told him that you are right.
可是我说这个事情不会出现。
But I tell you that this thing will not happen.
那若干年以后，我再见到他的时候
，And many years later,
他已经变成基督徒啊，那不再是笑话。
He became Christian, and it did not become a joke.
所以保罗讲了这么多哈，从第十二节开始讲了这么多哈，有关于如果耶稣没有复活的话，所造成对我们这个信仰的一个负面的影响以后。
So after Paul saying so many negative impact, if Christ has not been raised,
跟着到二十节的时候，他语气完全改变。
So after he's saying that at verse 20, he takes a turn in his tone.
你看他怎么讲的哈，我们一起来
练哈。
但基督已经从死里复活，成了睡了之人出熟的果子。
But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, and first fruits of those who have fallen asleep.
保罗用了一个非常肯定而且胜利的口吻来宣告，但耶稣基督已经从死里复活，已经。从死里复活了。
Paul immediately used a very affirmative and triumphant tone to declare that Christ indeed has been raised from the dead.
用这个宣告来否定、推翻前面的一个假设。
And use this declarations to overturn the preceding assumption.
意思说，我们不需要去担心，我们不需要紧张哈，耶稣没有复活这回事儿。
Which means that we don't need to be nervous. We don't need to worry about what if Christ has not been raised.
因为这个从人来的这个假设跟推测根本就不存在。
Because this supposition, this assumptions from man, is non-existent at all.
因为耶稣基督复活是一个历史的事实 ，historical fact.
Because Jesus' resurrection is a historical fact.
是一个实实在在已经发生的事实。
It is something that actually happened.
好，我们今天要讲讲为什么保罗敢这么说。
Then, let us talk about why Paul he dared to say so.
不单是因为他亲眼看到耶稣基督复活。
Not only that he personally witnessed Jesus' resurrection.
那是他个人的经历。
That is his own personal experience.
那怎么讲出这个客观的事实来
？But how can you tell a very objective fact?
三样东西哈。
There are three things that we.
第一个，空坟墓是一个历史的事实。
First of all, empty tomb is a historical fact.
在罗马兵丁很严密的看守之下，耶稣的尸体居然在他所埋葬的坟墓里面凭空消失不见。
Under very tight guarding of Roman soldiers, from nowhere, Jesus' body disappeared from the tomb where he was buried.
怎么发生的？怎么发现
？How did that happen? How did people find out?
在耶稣被埋葬以后的第三天的早晨，有几个跟随耶稣的妇女啊，跑到耶稣的坟墓里面去查看。
On the third day after he died, there are a few women that they have been following Jesus. They went to the tomb to take a look.
哦，他们发觉那个坟墓挡在坟墓面前的那个大石头突然被滚开，已经被滚开了。
They found that the boulder that blocked the entrance to the tomb was rolled away.
在坟墓里面，除了耶稣的裹尸巾哈，还裹头巾，好好的放在那边以外，看不到耶稣的尸体。
And inside the tomb, except for the turban.And the burial clothes that wrapping the Jesus' body and his head was left there intact, and his body was gone.
那是一个空的坟墓，过去是这样，现在是这个样，这是一个事实啊。
It was an empty tomb, and it was so that time. It is still so today, and this is a historical fact.
尸体不见了，是不是耶稣的敌人偷走了
？The body was gone.Is it that those people who oppose him stole it away?
耶稣的敌人巴不得耶稣的尸体留在那个里面哈，证明他没有复活。
How they wish that his body would remain there?
是不是耶稣的门徒偷走了
？So is it his disciples stole it away?
耶稣的门徒在耶稣被钉十字架的时候，已经跑到哪里去了
？Where did all those disciples Where did all those disciples go when he was crucified?
他们吓死了。
They were intimidated.
他们没有这个胆子哈，那跑去偷耶稣的尸体。
They don't have the courage to steal Jesus' body away.
即使他们真的把耶稣的尸体偷走了
，Even in fact that they stole away his body.
他们拿到的只是一个朽坏的尸体，会朽坏。
What they got is just a decaying corpse.
这个尸体怎么能够激励这些人哈？日后他们这么热切、这么殷切的至死忠心的去传一个不实在的一个事实
？And how can a decaying corpse They stimulate them and motivate them to zealously and faithfully push this faith that is without hope.
所以耶稣的敌人不偷走他。
So it is not his opponent.
耶稣的门徒也没有偷走他。
And neither his disciples stole it away.
所以耶稣被尸体被偷走的可能性是 zero 的时候，那么这空的坟墓就向世人宣告，耶稣已经从什么死里复活了。
So the possibility that Jesus' body was stolen away is zero, and it means that it testified to the word that Jesus Christ actually was raised to life.
所以空坟墓是一个历史的事实。
So the empty tomb is a historical fact.
门徒生命的改变是另外一个历史的事实。
And the change of the disciples' life is another historical fact.
所以当耶稣被钉被捕的时候，这些门徒吓死了哈，他们都躲起来。
And when Jesus was arrested, all those disciples they were terrified and they hid themselves.
他们生怕被连累哈，彼得三次不认耶稣哈。
They hid themselves, lest that they will get implicated. And Peter even disowned his Lord three times.
可是到他们后来一个一个的奋不顾身的传扬耶稣基督。
But afterwards, one by one, each and every one of them, they selflessly preached. Jesus,
不怕死的传扬耶稣啊
They preach Jesus, when face them very calmly.
在教会的历史上面，就除了比约翰活到九十多岁以外，所有其他的门徒一个一个都是为主殉道的。
According to church history, except for John, who lived up to 90 years old and died in natural cause. Every one of them, they end up as martyrs for their faith.
什么让这些人有一个翻天覆地的一个改变
？What caused this drastic change in the lives of the disciples?
因为他们亲眼看到，他们亲眼看到这一位在十字架死的那一位从死里复活，并且向他显现。
Because they personally witnessed this.This person who died on the cross appeared to them, and they are the witness of it.
一而再，再而三向他们显现。
Again and again, Jesus appeared to them.
跟他们讲话，教训他们。
He talked to them. He teached them.
跟他们一起吃，一起喝。
He ate and drank with them.
甚至让他们摸摸基督哈在十字架上手钉的钉痕，肋骨受的枪伤，让他们亲自来摸一摸。
And he even let them touch the pierced wound in his hand and on the side of his body.
你知道初期这些使徒们没有受过教育，当他们去传福音的时候，他们福音里面只有一个重心。
You know, those disciples, they are uneducated people, but when they went out to preach gospel, there's only one emphasis.
他们告诉人，这个耶稣他神已经叫他复活了，而且我们都为这个事情做见证。
They testify that this Jesus we are preaching about, God has risen from the dead, and we are the witness of the fact.
所以这些门徒愿意为他们所做的见证牺牲他们的性命，因为他们真正看到耶稣基督复活了。
That this gospel they are willing to die.For this gospel they are preaching because they personally witnessed the resurrected Jesus.
所以空坟墓是历史的事实，门徒生命的改变是历史的事实。
Empty tomb is a historical fact. So is the change of disciples' life.
第三个历史的事实是崇拜的日子改了。
And the third fact is the changing of the day of worship.
在旧约时代，是犹太人他们敬拜神的时间是每一个礼拜七天的。最后一天是星期几啊？星期六，那个叫做安息日。
In the Old Testament time, Jews they worship God on the last day of the week, on the Sabbath day, which is Saturday.
可是，在新约的时候，这些犹太的基督徒，他们把敬拜的时间改在一个礼拜的第一天，哪一天呢？星期天。
In New Testament time, the Jewish Christian they changed their worship day.To be on the first day of the week, and which is Sunday.
为什么
？Why?
因为七日的第一日，谁复活了？耶稣基督复活了。
Because the first day of the seventh day is the day that Jesus was resurrected.
犹太人跟我们中国很相像的，非常强调传统的。
You know, Jewish people just like Chinese, we so emphasize our legacy.
他们不会轻易的改变他们的传统。改变他们敬拜神的时间。
They will not easily forfeit their traditional legacy.
如果耶稣基督没有复活，他们不会改这个日子，是因为他们真真实实经历到耶稣基督复活，他们愿意改他们敬拜的日子。那个是一个历史的事实。
Unless Christ really has been raised from the dead, otherwise they will not easily change the day of their worship, and this is a historical fact.
所以这些历史的事实告诉我们，耶稣基督复活是一个什么？是一个什么？大家一起来说，是一个什么？历史的事实，真正发生的事情。
So all this event tells us that the Jesus resurrection is a historical fact.
保罗说，如果耶稣没有复活，带给我们这么的一个很灰心哈、很折丧的后果的话
，Paul say that if Christ, the assumption that Christ has now been raised.Bring forth such a discouraging, bring forth such a frustrating consequence.
那耶稣基督的复活会带给我们多大的喜乐，多大的一些活活泼泼的一个盼望。
Then the fact that Christ has indeed been raised from the dead will bring forth even greater joy and encouragement and living hope.
很多东西我没有时间讲哈，今天我要讲一样跟我们有关系，那叫复活。
I don't have time to cover many things, but there's one thing that I like to mention today, and that is has something to do with our resurrection.
基督徒的生命，基督徒的命运，是跟耶稣基督的命运是连接在一起，不可分的。
You know, the fate of Christian is tightly related to the fate of Christ.
在刚刚第二
is inseparable.
在二十节里面，他告诉我，他说基督的复活成了出睡之人，成了睡的之人出睡的果出。出熟的果子，对不起。
In verse 20, it says that the Christ has been raised from the dead, and the first fruits of those who belong to him.
意思是说，耶稣基督的复活是死了的基督徒将来复活的出熟的果子。
It means that Jesus' resurrection is the first fruit of those Christians' resurrection in the future after they die.
出熟的果子有两个意思。
There's two meanings associated with the first fruits.
第一个意思
The first meaning is that
出熟的果子 是表示说将来那些果子的一个代表的样式。
The first fruit has a meaning that it will be the prototype of those who will be resurrected afterwards.
所以当耶稣基督复活了以后
，So when Jesus was raised to life，
我们将来复活跟谁一样？跟耶稣基督一样。
In the similar pattern, we will be raised to life.
他怎么复活，我们怎么复活。
How he was raised to life, and we will be raised to life in the same way.
他复活有一个荣耀的身体，我们复活又仍然有一个荣耀的身体带到父神那里去。
After his resurrection, he has a glorious body, and so will we have a glorious body and bring us to before the God.
第二个意思。
The second meaning is that.
第一个是代表。那个样一个代表的样式
First, it represents a prototype.
第二个意思是保证后面还有更多一样的果子出现。
The second meaning is that it guarantees that there will be appearance of more resurrection afterwards.
所以当耶稣是我们睡了之人出熟的果子，表示神保证我们将来会被复活，会不会 ？Guarantee， 我们都很 so, 我们喜欢听这个字啊。保证哈，我们都要个保障。神 guarantee 我们将来会复活。
So the first fruit of if Jesus' resurrection is the first fruit, it means that God guarantees our resurrection afterwards, and it's a guarantee from God.
下面问什么时候复活
？And then next question we're gonna ask
什么时候复活啊
？When will that happen？
啊，神没有让我们这个啊去猜哈。我们来看哥林多前书第十五章二十三节。
Let's look at verse 23.When will this happen?
一起来练预备，请自己的次序，也就是 order。出熟的果子是谁？耶稣先复活，跟着谁啊？跟着就是我。告诉你旁边就是你啊。
So there's a sequence. Each one will in his turn. Christ, the first fruit. Then when he come, and those who belong to him will be resurrected.
当耶稣基督再来的时候，就是叫醒我们的时候，就是我们什么？一起来说。复活的时候，哈利路亚。
So when the time when Jesus comes, it is the time He wakes us up, and it is time we are raised to life.
如果是这个样子
，If it is in this way,
你怕不怕死
？So are you afraid of that?
不怕死的举手。
If you are not afraid of that, raise your hand.
那你不举手，你是怕死哦。
So if you don't raise your hand, then you are afraid of that.
所以难怪那些门徒可以视死如归。
So the wonder those disciples they can face death calmly.
难怪我们去参加那些信徒的丧礼的时候，满有着平安。
No wonder that you know the funeral of those believers, it is full of peace and full of serenity.
因为神保证我们什么
？Because God guaranteed us.
我们要复活。
We will be raised to life.
感谢主哈。
Thanks be to God.
我们来看最后一段经话，哥林多前书第十五章二十一到二十二节。
Let's look at verse 21-22.
一起来练好不好？预备，请。我看到这一段话的时候，我就看到一幅图画。
When I see this verses, and I see the picture.
就像哈有一个登山队
，just like a team of a mountain climber。
这个登山队有五个人
，there are five people in this team。
他有一个，还有两个向导，三个登山的队员。
There are two guys and three mountain climbers。
有一个向导走在前面开路
，so there's a guy who is leading at the front。
然后后面中间有三个登山的队员。
And three climbers in the middle.
另外一个向导在后面殿后。
And there's another guy is at the rail watching over the whole team.
在这个爬山的过程里面，那个在前面领头的那个向导突然失了脚。
So while they're climbing, the guy at front he stumbled and fell.
那这五个人哈，他们都是用一根绳子连在一起的。
So all these five people, they are tied together with a rope.
登山的人都要一根绳子连在一起，是不是
？You know, they need to be, they need to tie together.
所以当第一个人失脚往下面滑落的时候
，So when the first guy, when the guy at the front, when he stumbled and starts sliding down the slope.
第二个、第三个、第四个跟着往下面掉。
And the second one was dragged down as a result. So is the third one, the fourth one.
到第四。 第五个哈，最后那个向导。
And the fifth person, the guy at the reel.
他是很有经验的向导。
He is a very experienced guy.
所以他把他钉子钉在那个岩石里面，是钉得相当深的，抓的也抓得很紧。
So he pinned the nail that was on the rope into the rock very deeply.
所以他没有像另外四个跟着往下面滑。
So he was not like the other four people sliding down.
是靠着他把其他的队员 hold 得住，然后慢慢把他们带回到。
And because of him, he held up all the other members and pulled them up.
所以这个最后的殿后的这个向导做了前面那个向导没有办法做的事情。
So the guy at the rear, he did something that the guy at the front failed to do.
告诉我们什么这个图画？
他
告诉我们，这个就是亚当跟基督的区别。
It tells us the distinction between Adam and Christ.
人类的始祖亚当，他在伊甸园里面犯了罪，堕落了以后。
When our ancestor Adam, who fell into sin and depraved in the Garden of Eden,
亚当的后裔就是我们今天所有的人类，跟着他一样滑落到罪跟死的漩涡下面去。
And we, the offspring of Adam, along with him, we fell into sin also.
就像那三个队员一样。
Just like the other that three mountain climbers.
但是圣经称基督是末后的亚当。
But the Bible called Jesus the last Adam.
这个末后的亚当钉在十字架上面。
This last Adam was nailed on the cross.
他在十字架上面所成就的救恩兜住了我们这些，以至于我们不会往下面滑到死跟罪的悬崖下面去。
And the salvation he accomplished on the cross prevented us keep falling down off the cliff.
又借着他自己的复活
and through his resurrection,
把我们重新带回到山上，重新带回到神的面前来。
And he pulled us back to be back on track, pulled us back to bebe back on in front of God.
不但赐给我们胜过罪的能力，
He not only give us the power to overcome sin,
而且应许我们将来可以胜过死亡的复活。
He further promised us the resurrection to triumph over death.
所以弟兄姐妹，亚当跟基督有什么差别？
So brothers and sisters, what's the distinction between Adam and Christ?
是罪恶失败是在亚当里面。
That failure is in Adam.
复活生命得胜是在基督里面。
Resurrection, life, and victory is in Christ.
我再讲哈，失败是在亚当里面。
That and failure is with Adam.
复活得胜跟生命是在基督里面。
And resurrection, life, and victory is with Christ.
今天我们庆祝耶稣基督的复活。
Today we are celebrating Christ's resurrection.
我要问大家，
I want to ask you,
今天你仍然在亚当里面，还是你今天已经在基督里？
Are you still in Adam or are you already in Christ?
我巴不得我们每一个人都已经在基督里。
How I hope that every one of us were already in Christ.
如果不是的话，你今天要问问你自己。
If it's not so, then you have to ask yourself.
你愿意仍然留在罪跟死亡当中呢，还是你愿意进入到复活跟得胜里面？
Are you still willing to remain in death or failure, or you want to enter into victory and life?
求神帮助我们哈，每一个人要回答这个问题。
May God help us, every one of us. We have to answer this question.
我们感谢主，耶稣基督怎么样？
Thanks be to God that Christ is risen.
讲了这么多，你们可不可以跟别人说耶稣基督已经复活了？
Can you tell other people?
你不能说我相信耶稣基督复活，你要讲出道理出来。
Not only you believe that, you have to be able to interpret it, to say it.
将来不要怪哈，我们牧师没有跟我们讲啊。
Don't blame on me that our pastor didn't share that with us.
弟兄姐妹，耶稣基督怎么样？
Dear brothers and
sisters, Hallelujah! 耶稣基督已经复活了。
Christ has been raised to life.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
Jeff, 让我们。
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，在你复活的日子，主啊，借着你仆人的话，让我们能够再一次了解。主啊，我们在基督里，我们有永生的盼望，这是神你给我们的应许，也是神你给我们的保证。主啊，当主你再来的那一天啊，你已经成了出熟的果子，我们都要像你一样。
Amen.
我们有一个荣耀的身体来朝见我们的主。我们祷告祈求，奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.